Stupidity is presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Stupidity!
The UFC returns to Fight Island for UFC 253. Adesina versus Costa. Reyes versus Blachowicz. You don't want to miss this one. UFC 253 is exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $64.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV for more details.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gatz, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gatz providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gatz's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
All right, welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Stanzik, the Weekend Observation Crew is coming up. It's a show Mike Cole Jr. and I used to do a couple of years ago, every Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m., along with Mikey C., our producer. Mikey A. came on along the way, and now Stanzik has joined the crew. The audience loves this more than any episodes we do, and we're doing one every single week now. So we're excited about that. Stanzik, the audience does love, I mean, they love the dynamic between me, Junior, you, Mikey A., Mikey C., but the person they love most, all right, in these proceedings, by far, not even close, is Mikey C. He's the star of the show, Mikey C.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you gave him a bump in pay grade there. You called him a producer. He's a board op.
Oh, sorry. Okay. He thinks he's a host. With yes. That being said, let's bring on the crew from Weekend Observations.
Stupidity!
Is Liz on your health plan, Disney, or are you?
I'm on hers.
You're on, so hers is better than Disney. Now that I'm married, I'm like, is Disney a good one for a wife or what?
Hers used to be better, but now, yeah. Oh, geez, he's going to connect while we're doing this.
Of course.
hers was better, but they're
sorry, changing. Do you want me to disconnect?
No, you're good.
No,
you're good.
No,
we're talking about actual
We're talking about grown-up things, and it's weird to have you there while we're... Yeah.
What, discussing grown-up things?
No, just like health insurance stuff. Like, now that I'm married, should I have my wife on my health insurance at Disney? But Mike is on his wife's health insurance, so I'm asking why.
What you shouldn't do is pay for individuals. That's you should.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yes.
What you need to do is have the life insurance, or you have your benefits to the company that offers better benefits. The other one, you know, your wife drops them or you drop them, so you make more money, right?
Right. I thought you were going to tell me to take out a life insurance policy on my wife and then have 10 years to plan the perfect murder.
I thought he was going to tell you to take out a life insurance policy on yourself and then fake your death and get the money.
You could do that. What I am telling you, and you should do that, what I am telling you is life insurance, you take out a policy right now and your wife is going to kill you. So I would wait a little bit, okay? Like, here's the thing. I took out a big life insurance policy, and then me and my wife were traveling. I think it was we were in Park City, Utah, and we were climbing, hiking together. And we were very high up in a mountain. And Mikey Ada was no one fucking around. And I looked back at her and I said, if you're going to do it, this would be a good time. Because I had just taken out the policy. And she was thinking about it. I'm telling you, I saw the wheels turning.
Listen, if she wasn't thinking about it, then I wouldn't respect her. I'd call her a liar if she said she wasn't thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
She'd think about it without the policy.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm eating food.
You're eating. What is that, a pound cake?
It was a little chicken parm on Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, okay.
Poisoned with something that will kill me because I have a life insurance policy.
No, that's too easily traced back to her.
It's too obvious.
Yeah, she's trust me, she's thought about this. She's figured it out. She's riding trains just to find a stranger on a train type of situation. She's just going back and forth down the line.
Growing acid.
Yes.
You I haven't heard a word of what you do.
Just Mikey A is convinced that my wife is, it'd be too obvious and easy to trace back to her. have the insurance policy, then she murders you. So he's,
you know what we need to do on the podcast, Stugatz? And I know you guys did this on the show years ago. Didn't you have some conversation about how you had a list of the people that would have killed you? Like you had a top 10 list. If you ever ended up missing or dead,
yes.
It was like, I mean, I don't think you actually had this. It was just a joke you had on the show. But
No. I have an actual list. Yeah, I have an actual list of, in the event that someone kills me, if my wife wakes up.
Here are the top suspects.
Correct. So I have a list, two copies of it.
One's with your lawyer.
One's with the attorney.
One gets released to the media.
One, Andrew Marchand has one.
Marchand, he has one, yes, because I want... When I do get murdered, I want Greeny to learn about it from Andrew Marchand, the same way I learned about Greeny murdering the last hour of our show. But so now I have two copies, and it is the list of the top 10 people who are most likely to kill me if my wife wakes up one day and she finds me murdered somewhere in the house. My wife, now Abby happens to be on that list, very high on the list, by the way.
All right, let's do that on the podcast. Special episode, you just reading the top 10 list.
And then telling us why.
Okay. Why don't we all make a list of the top 10 people most likely to kill us?
Stugatz, you won't get this, but Mikey and Dan will. I have a person that I told numerous people, if I ever die under suspicious circumstances, this is the first person you go to.
Okay.
Is it Tony Grasso or
Dan? It is Tony Grasso.
Oh, that's right. Wait, please explain though. Elaborate, please.
Grasso.
Oh man, he was just the weirdest dude.
He is perfect for weekend observations. If I had his contact perfect. Info,
book him for next week.
Yeah. I might have an old cell phone.
Oh. Wait, we got to be able to get him on the show. I mean, we have to be.
I don't think he left ESPN under.
We could just have Josh Macri come on and do an impersonation.
Stugatz and his wife. The first time I heard the term Stugatz was some Grasso, not because of you.
Let me look up this. What's his name? Tony Grasso?
Anthony Grasso.
Of course it's Anthony Grasso.
It's Anthony Grasso.
If your first name is Grasso, your last name is Grasso, your first name has to be Anthony, right?
And he made up more Italian. Like, you'd be like, oh, my wife, she came over. She hit my shungatsu dudushin, my boy. You'd be like, wait, what?
I am looking at Anthony Grasso right now. Stanza, get him on the show.
I got to track this guy down. You would love him.
Yeah, they would be best friends. He would forget about me if he knew Grasso.
Oh, jeez, get him on the show now.
Wait, hold on.
It's worth me getting murdered.
Whoa.
Welcome, Gojo.
Welcome, Gojo.
Jealous before this has even happened, Mike?
I am kind of jealous of Grasso, I guess.
Yeah. Mike, how long is the list of people who would be most likely to kill you?
Most likely to kill me? Yeah. Honestly, probably pretty short. I don't feel like... There might be some people that dislike me for all like the nepotism stuff, but I don't think anyone wants to kill me.
Right.
There's one on this podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I figure Mikey just sits around wanting to kill all of us. Like,
you guys are like 1A, B, C, D right here.
I feel like Mikey would like to be the sports media, like, skeleton key where he kills us and harvests our takes.
That's why Stu guys.
Like the Riddler in Batman Forever.
Yes, Mikey C, you were saying?
Yeah, I would gladly knock you off to sit next to Dan Le Batard and all that.
I'm sure that you would, Mike. Thanks. I mean, really, all the shit that everyone on this podcast has done for you, and you would take me out just so you could sit next to Levitard. And by the way, it's not, it's all it's cracked up to be, okay?
I was going to say, for how much shit Mike smells a little bit. About Levitard?
Well, Mikey, you would take me out to get my Freddie and Fitzsimmons airtime.
Why are we taking me out?
Knock off Christine Lisi if it gave you a couple updates.
You bite your tongue.
The woman is a saint.
What has Le Batard ever done for you? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, nothing. Well, he's on the list, too.
Mikey C, who would be number one on the list of people most likely to kill you?
I love how all of us have a list of people that would kill us, and Mikey has a list of people he would kill.
Wait, hold on. Let's just do this.
I don't know anyone who would kill me.
I am going next week when we do this, I will bring the actual list that I have, the 10 people most likely to kill me in the event that my wife wakes up one day and I'm murdered. It's like a letter to the police. It's like, here are the people that you need to look at because these are the people most likely to murder me while I'm sleeping. And Abby is number two, I think two or three on that list. So it's weird that she would have a copy of that list, but she does. But so next week I will bring the list in. I will read all 10 to you. And I will explain to you guys why it is I think this person might kill me. But Stanzik, real quick, the person on your in your life, anywhere in your life, that would be most likely to kill Dan Stanzik while he's sleeping in the middle of the night.
There's a lot of people that don't like me, but the first one that comes to mind, I know, Flint Nessel.
Really?
I love
The
you.
First one that comes to mind is this girl in high school, Jenna Carlson, who told me point blank to my face, if she ever brought a gun to school, I'd be the first to die.
Okay. You a scorned lover or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did you do to this person?
I was just being myself, Mike. I don't know what to tell
you. And you know what, Sandy? That's enough.
I've been pretty low.
I get it. I get it. I love him, but I get it. Yeah.
We all get it. No need to expand. Stanzik, now this sounds terrible. I am wondering, is there a person that in your life, anywhere in your life, that you would most want to kill? I am asking you, when you commit murder, who's the person you're going to kill?
I don't have a name for you. I can come up with one next week if you'd like. I mean, we used to play this game with my friends in high school, one gun, one bullet. For all four professional sports.
Okay.
So it'd always be like Ovechkin, dead, Russian. okay. NFL, I don't know who I'd pick. But we used to do it for all four professional sports.
I would just take out all the Knicks, all of them. past, present, future.
I would take out somebody, but he's friends with somebody on this podcast, and he seems to be killing himself week in and week out on Sundays.
On Sundays.
Whoa.
Is he used to be on the show?
No, he's just friends with Stugatz. We're waiting to get him on the pod.
On Sundays.
You'd kill this person.
I would kill this person?
No, Mike I A. would.
Mikey A would.
Okay, you guys are overthinking this way too much. I'm just going to. It's Adam Gase.
Oh,
God. How could it not be Adam Gase?
You know, they stage.
I was trying to be tactful, and I just saw blank stares.
No, listen, it's okay. Right now, I'm very friendly with the head coach of the Jets, but by next year, I'll be very friendly with the offensive coordinator of the Jaguars. I mean, that's the way it's trending for Adam. You know, they staged a protest today for Adam Gase outside of the Jets training facility. Yes. Yeah, so
I bet it was poorly put together and had a bad game plan.
It was poorly put together at the end after all these terrible, horrible instructions, which have Jet fans meeting in 17 different places on Long Island, which means there'll be no more than like five people at each location. At the end, though, they did say, please wear a mask.
Yes.
Jet fans, I hate that. I'm one of them. Mikey C., person you most likely to kill you.
I don't know who would kill me.
Not a person dislikes you, Mikey.
Yeah, it's usually
besides the cigarettes.
But I tell you, I was just thinking I wanted to kill this cashier just like literally 15 minutes ago when I went to go buy my cigarettes and Red Bull, made me walk to the car for 2 pennies because it came to 16.02,
right.
And I literally thought, wow, I would kill this person.
Okay, so basically,
this person made me exercise in my pursuit to kill myself with Red Bulls and cigarettes.
So basically, the last person Mike's had a transaction with in his life.
You know what I did, too, just to piss her off? Instead of going to my car for 2 pennies, I walked back in and handed her $1 and made her work and gave me 98 cents.
Yeah. And now you have 98 cents of change in your pocket and you're walking around sounding like a damn maraca.
Yeah, I don't think you won that one, Mike.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like Gojo is the most lovable of all of us. So
is there a child in the Greeny household that's like thinks that they should have all that you've got? Ooh. Like
Greeny's son?
No one in the Greenberg family is capable of doing physical harm to someone.
I didn't say that. I mean, they could be like, you know, super villain with, you know, their mind and stuff, you know, trying to create a device to make you suffer.
Nah.
Mike seems to want nothing to do with this conversation.
Well, not that version of this conversation, because I know people are going to hear this. So on that.
Wait, are we recording?
Always recording.
I will ask this, though. Who, based on physical appearance alone, past or present, that works for us, looks like they're most capable of pulling off a murder?
Oh, wow.
Like getting away with it or actually killing?
Getting away with it.
Okay, because Ray Lewis did work for the company, so he's clear number one.
Okay. Hey. Are we talking like a one-time murder or spree?
I'm saying either, but I'm saying cunning enough to get away with it because I've already got my pick.
I'm going to go with Max Bredos because he looks like he's the guy that will smile to your face while pulling off some kind of serial, you know, bodies in the trunk thing.
He'll smile to your face, but he's secretly Jigsaw behind the scenes.
Now, no longer with the network, but Max Bredos is a fine nominee right there. That is okay. Good.
See, mine is also no longer with the network. I would go Ryan Russillo. I feel like he could be Dexter.
I feel like he has.
I'd be kind of shocked if he hasn't, yeah.
That's an excellent one. Mikey, yeah, you got anyone?
I'm going Jason Fitz. Jason Fitz, everybody loves it. Oh, what? Jason Fitz couldn't hurt anybody. Meanwhile, he's just killing folk.
He's oddly into Halloween, too.
Dude, I will show you this picture. I was at Fitz's house the other day, and I just turn around the stairwell, and look what's there.
Good God.
Like, what a fucking psycho.
Oh, my God. Does he live in the mansion out of The Shining? Like, what is that thing?
Honestly, his house is terrifying. And him and his wife, like Stanzik mentioned, both very, like, very into Halloween. Like, in their Nashville house, they have one room in their house that just year-round is
mannequins, right?
That they use to decorate their lawn on Halloween. So Jason Fitz definitely killed before and will kill again.
Stanzik, you have anyone? I'm trying to think.
No one's jumping to mind.
You get what I'm saying? The difference between a one-time murder and a mass, like, you know, a guy who is on a murdering spree. Like,
I mean, there's a lot of people that would kill, but get away with it's the harder part to...
Right, the getaway part, right? Because there'd be some sloppy killers out there.
You know,
like me, I would leave a trail of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Stugatz was here.
Yeah. You know who could pull this
talking
off.
About it the next day on the show. Yeah. So I killed someone last night, Dan. Dano,
and
killed someone.
About it after.
How about that, Dano? I killed someone last night.
Police have no idea it was me, Dano. How about that?
I'm going Pablo Torre.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, I'm leaning smart people, and honestly, this is a total oversight. Pablo's a great answer. Chris Felica.
Wow.
Ooh, the bear.
Yeah.
Wow. Good.
Yes. Wow.
I think first he would put a prop bet down.
Over, under, how long it takes to bleed out.
How much longer will XYZ live? And then Felica controls the whole market.
While he's choking you, just like, oh man, I have it at a minute 10. Don't
30 seconds. Stupidity! Mikey C, what are you doing over there?
Smoking.
Yeah, I know. I'm very
excited. We got a new game to play today, by the way.
Yeah, somebody worked besides me for this podcast today.
Mikey C did a lot of work. We always give him shit when he doesn't do work. He did a lot of work for this podcast.
Well, I'm very excited about that. What's driving? I'm what's the driving force? Yeah, well, no, I'm excited. It's about
time. Terrified.
We give credit and attribution when people have good ideas. This is a Stugatz idea that I'm sure he stole from somebody else. The game is Mikey A or Mikey C.
There you go.
A or C.
I did not steal it from anyone else, but I think, well, no, I actually think I stole it from Gojo. Mike, who called who with this idea?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think Mike called me. All right, do we want to start playing this game? I'm very excited. So just so we're clear, we have a new game this week, Mikey A or Mikey C. We have a smoke break with Mikey C as well. I'm told it's very, very good. Next week, we are going to bring our list of top 10 people most likely to murder us. Correct?
Can I just bring 9 and just we assume my wife is going to kill me?
Just put her at number 1.
Lebatard's on my list, by the way, too. Just sending the cops some clues. So, Stantic, do you want to get into this game right now? Are you ready to go? Or
we can. It's a simple setup. It's just facts and stories that either came from Mikey A or Mikey C. And Gojo and Stugatz, you will guess who you think told the story or who the fact applies to.
I am a team player. I am a team player, but I cannot stress how much I hate this, because at some point one of you guys is going to confuse me with Mikey C, and then I won't need 10 people to kill me. I'll do it my damn self.
Okay, but I just want to be clear. What this is just yet another device that me and Mike Gola Jr. have put in, so we don't have to do any of the work.
Right. Me and Mikey C did the work. Stanzik does all the talking, and you guys sit back and eat your chicken parm on a Hawaiian roll.
Oh, yeah. Where'd that go, by the way? You should have seen the I got two of those. What happened to them?
It's so hard to tell you, like, to give you, like, facts about me that didn't have to do with smoking, because I figured that would give it away.
It would. You're right.
Mike A has smoked things in his life, I'm sure.
What we were hoping for is that Mike A would give examples of some things that he did that we would think that you would have done.
I tried.
And vice versa. Right.
But or at least innocuous enough.
That is very hard. You had the much more difficult task here, Mike.
Yeah. Called people for, like, hey, what have I done to make you think I'm a bad person?
All right, well, we don't have any dings or buzzers, but once we find out who the story is, they can kind of explain more if you guys would like to hear more. Are you ready?
Okay, good. Yeah, we're ready to go. Stanzik, you're going to lead these proceedings. Stanzik's always wanted to be a game show host, so this is perfect.
That's
for him.
Not true at all.
No, it is.
Unless you're talking about it. Here we go.
Stanzik on the list of people that want to kill you, Stugatz.
Stanzik, listen, he was not in the top 10 when we started this podcast. He is firmly entrenched at number 7 right now. Wow. So, and moving up.
Yes. With the arrow pointing up.
Yes. I did get a lot of dirt delivered to my house last week.
Did you really?
Nice. Moving on. Whoa, that was weird.
Yeah. All right.
So, question one or statement one. This Mikey needed staples in his head after attempting to hit on a girl in gym class. Mikey A or Mikey C?
Wow. Staples in the head after doing what?
Trying to hit on a girl in gym class.
Okay. Gojo, you want to take a stab at this?
This is the one to me that feels like, wow, this is so Mikey C that it's got to be Mikey A.
I'm going to warn you right now, Gojo, that's all of them.
Get that that's the idea.
If that's your alert.
You're in trouble. Get that that's the idea. I just, like, man.
You know what? I'm going to go Mikey C.
Hey, Gojo.
You know what? I'm going to join Stugatz. I'm not going to overthink it. That's Mikey C.
Wow.
Mikey A.
That was me. 3 staples in the back of the head. It was golf day. And this she was having trouble, and I thought I would be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the whole, I'm going to come up from behind and be like, no, you just got to feel it in the hips. And she turned into Tiger Woods with the biggest backswing ever and clocked me on the back of the head swinging through, and then turned and thanked me. And I was like, no, it's fine. And my hand was covered in blood. And I had to go, my mom had to pick me up, and we had to go to the hospital. And when we walked in the back, the nurses were laughing and go, and I said, what's so funny? And they said, how big was she?
By the way, you had us a golf day. You golf we kind of got it from
yes.
Oh, all right, question two, or fact yep. number two.
Okay.
This Mikey once threw up in a fake plant at a strip club because he was so inebriated. Mikey A? Or Mikey C.
All right, Golik, this again, this sounds like a Mikey C. I mean, and eventually it has to be a Mikey C. But I want to go Mikey A here.
I was going to say, I think this is Mikey A.
All right, I'm going to go, we're going to go Mikey A, me and Gojo.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, please elaborate. I mean, Gojo, you got to love this. We're already doing less and less. This is amazing. Hey, elaborate. Go.
Tell a whole story. This one's simple. Visited my brother in college, and I was a senior in high school, and I tried to run with the big boys, and I pissed like a puppy.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Blamed it on somebody else, though, which was very early Stugatz of me. I was like, yeah, I think I saw that guy going out there trying to throw up, and he didn't make it.
What's the weirdest place you guys have ever thrown up?
I think that one counts.
Oh,
that's a good question.
One time I was at a bar. Do you remember like some bars they don't have urinals. They have like the old like trough in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Wrigley.
Yeah. So
like the Orange Bowl. Too,
and I had a puke. There was nowhere else to go. So I had to throw up into this thing with guys pissing all around me.
It was, God.
I would have aimed at your head.
Wait, like, Gojo,
that's not one of the stories you sent me.
I know, it's crazy. wait, hold on a second, because we're burying the lead here, because Gojo clearly asked that question because he has
a reason. Yes.
No, yes. I truly didn't. I've thrown up a lot of places. Like, I would before every game at Notre Dame, I'd be in the back of the tunnel, and I always puke before games. And I was always trying to hold it in, and I would end up concrete tunnel. Well, there'd just be like a puddle of puke right behind everyone in the concrete tunnel. But
there is some janitor that hates you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They just had to be waiting in the back. Like, God damn it.
You know, so Rudy threw mopping up puke in the movie.
I was going to say, I imagined it to be the janitor from Rudy, but I think that guy's probably moved on. And also, it was a movie, Mike.
Speaking of moving on.
Wait, where's the Sanctic? Where's the strangest place you've thrown up?
Oh, I puked. This is like first weekend of junior year in college. And everyone lived in townhouses. So we're at the lacrosse team, the girls lacrosse team's townhouse.
Hey.
And they're passing around shot glasses of tequila. And me and my buddy are there. And I'm like, I don't want to do this tequila. They run out of shot glasses. And we're like, yes, don't have to do this tequila. Girl that lives there is like, oh, no. We'll just pour it in solo cups. So they poured the equivalent of about 3 shots into these red solo cups, gave us each one. My buddy poured all of his into mine. I poured all of mine right back into his. Then before we did the shots, we each had the even amount. Took the tequila, came right up on the stove.
Oh.
Real bad. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
It was rough. Tequila makes me happy this day.
Wow.
Okay.
We tried to blame it on somebody else, but some girls didn't end well.
Tequila's your weakness, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I love Notre Dame players running out of the field throwing up. Play like a champion today.
There was a girl I went to college with, I know this for a fact, who on her visit to Notre Dame was staying with I think it was on the girls' volleyball team, was staying with someone on the girls' volleyball team, puked in her futon while it was, like, folded up and didn't tell anybody. And so, like, weeks went by, and it stank like shit. They had no idea. And they opened it up one day, and it's just, like, this calcified puke.
Get her on the podcast.
Wait, and who did this? Who did this?
I forget her name. I think it was a girl on our volleyball team.
Oh, my God. Yes, get her on the podcast.
Stu got strangest place.
I don't know if it's a strange place. It's similar to Stanzik's story. In college, I was getting my ear pierced. And so, there were a ton of vodka shots on the desk. And there was also a shot of hydrogen peroxide, you know, in the brown bottle. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where we were cleaning the backing of the earring. And so they took the backing out. I'm in Megan Hallen's, the backing, you know, the part that you stick the, and I'm in Megan Hallen's dorm room. That was my girlfriend in college. Okay. And so there's
get her on the pod.
Get her on the pod. And there's shots all over the desk. And I took a shot of what I thought was going to be vodka and ended up being hydrogen peroxide. Five minutes later, my mouth started foaming. And I spent the night in the emergency room. So I didn't throw up, but my mouth was foaming. And so I don't have a weird throw up story. Yeah.
Rabies.
What?
You have rabies.
I will say this wasn't my throw up, but one of my weirdest experiences my claim to fame is I've shit in every bar in South Bend, like every single one of them we go out to, and like at night when people are out there. And there was this one that was, Finney's, it's this just absolute hole of a bar. And it's like midnight. It is peak foot traffic in there. And I had like so much so I had to have the bouncer go get me toilet paper because there was none in the stall.
So, because people don't poop in bars.
Yeah, because people don't poop in bars. And so finally I go in and like someone's pissing or probably having sex in one of the other ones. And I had to get in this one. And so I open it up and I look, and right in front of the toilet, like where you would put your feet, someone had just puked. There was just a pile of puke right there. And it was just getting to the zero barrier. It was like right where you had to like blow up the asteroid or it was going to hit Earth.
clock was ticking.
I just sat down with that between my legs and took a shit.
Is there any question, if you're in a bar and you need to find a place to puke or shit, it's definitely puke, right? It's not even close.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Oh, yeah. Unless you're Mike Golick Jr. But Gojo, when you got to go, you got to go. I mean, that's the deal.
Ed, couldn't fight it.
All right, Mikey A, Mikey C, what's next, Danzig?
All right, here we go, Mikey A or Mikey C. This Mikey tried to impress a girlfriend by saying that he graduated from UCLA and used pictures from a vacation to LA as evidence.
That's so Mikey.
Yay. Mikey C. I mean, that's Mikey C. Not even, I mean, Mikey C. It better not be Mikey A.
That was probably the easiest one. It's Mikey C.
I was going to chime in and say that's Mikey C.
That was great. I had like a picture with like the Hollywood, you know, the Hollywood, you know, thing in the background.
Sign.
The Hollywood, you know, sign. Got it.
Sign, yeah.
Anything else you want to tell us about this, Mikey C, the story?
You know, I told her, I didn't even think that she believed me until, like, all my, like, she ended up talking to all my friends later, and they're like, do you know that Aubrey said that she thinks you graduated from UCLA? Totally forgot about it. I'm like, what?
Did your friends back you up?
No. My friends were like, no, he didn't. He went to Southern Connecticut State University. Like, right away, they ratted me out. And she's like, I saw pictures.
Right. Listen, I'm not playing. There's nothing wrong with it. I've used every trick of the book. NASCAR driver, astronaut. I've used all of them. Mike Golick Jr. hasn't had to because he's Mike Golick Jr.
I
played football at Notre Dame.
Mikey C has told women he's Stugatz.
Stugatz. I actually used to, especially like around like when I got back to Connecticut, like my mid-20s. I used to go out and tell people I was a minor league hockey player for the Hartford Wolfpack.
Attaboy. Proud of you. So I had a World Series ring for the 97 Marlins. Backup catcher's name was John – his name was John Wehner. So I got a ring, and it had our last name on it, and my last name, obviously, Wehner. So I spent about a year and a half walking around South Florida with this gaudy World Series ring on, telling everyone I was the backup catcher for the Marlins. I mean, how about that? It is the most sex I've ever had in my entire life.
Twice?
Yes.
Speaking of college, this Mikey was once hypnotized in college.
Ooh.
Mikey A or Mikey C?
Wow. I feel like it's Mikey C just because he probably went into this situation thinking that no one could penetrate his mind and that he couldn't be hypnotized.
I will agree with Gojo. I think very solid reasoning. You're taking this very seriously.
You guys have agreed on all of them, probably because you're too lazy to disagree. But you're
of course we are. I mean, are you kidding me?
I gave you a coherent answer. What do you want from me?
It's Mikey exactly. A.
Mikey Ooh, A. Yay.
Wow.
Best 8 hours of sleep I ever got.
What'd you discover about yourself? Anything?
So it was one of those, like, comic hypnotists, and I went up there thinking it wasn't going to happen, but I fell asleep and woke up, and everybody was laughing. Saw the tape later. So they told me that whenever someone touched my arm, I would have a fake orgasm.
Oh, boy.
And then they told everybody else who was hypnotized on the stage that my arm was a fuzzy bunny. And I was running around having just, I mean, when Harry met Sally, screaming orgasms, shaking my leg. It was hard to watch. Happened.
I don't believe
that's Mikey. Bad. Mikey, I didn't believe it either.
Mikey,
I was asleep. It was the thing ended at like 11:30, and I was awake until 4 a.m. because I got the best 8 hours of sleep I ever had in however much time I was out.
Sounds like you had a lot of sex during that time too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there were fake orgasms. I'll
take them.
I told my girlfriend afterwards, how do you feel?
not so
great now, is it?
I already regret thinking it, and now I'm gonna say it. I'd like to hear your fake orgasm.
I'll find the tape for you.
You wanted it around to touch your arm?
I didn't do the slow build up, Stugatz. It was a ah!
Mikey C, what was that? We missed that. Someone stepped on that. Say that again, please.
I was asking Mike if there's anyone around that could touch his arm right now.
Why didn't you get my wife to touch my arm and weep
right next to you? Touch his arm, Mikey C.
Maybe just for a second.
All right, number five.
Okay, go.
This Mikey DJ'd his friend's sister's Sweet 16 party and was asked to stop playing rap music.
Oh, Jesus, Mikey C.
Mikey A or Mikey C?
C. C. Gojo.
Gojo.
C.
Look at Gojo.
C and yes, expand. Gojo just held up.
I'm so uncomfortable with the idea of Mikey C at a 16-year-old's birthday party. Like,
oh boy.
Honestly, the start of that sentence, knowing what that was, this is the tamest version of the second half of the sentence we could have hoped for.
It's going to get more tamer because it was Mikey A.
Whoa!
Oh, wow. It's the dirtiest I felt since athletes that can own penises. Wait, so, all right, Mike, it was Mikey A?
You should have guessed I would never be allowed to DJ a
16. You wouldn't be allowed near 16-year-old.
Correct. All right, expand on that story.
I mean, they were trying to have a low budget Sweet 16, and they knew that I had done some, I worked with a DJ, so they asked me to do it. So I was playing all the things the kids hate, and somebody's very old, curmudgeonly, I guess, great uncle or something, or grandfather came up and said, stop playing that. Music.
So the adults told you to stop playing it.
Yeah.
Can you give it, like, what year was it?
This would have been, I want to say, 2003.
So can you give us, like, an example of a rap song that you,
like, what were you playing?
Juvenile back then?
It was like,
Shaggy, it wasn't me?
Yeah, stuff like that. And the kids were loving it, you know, because that's what we were listening to. And whew, that was awkward. I was like, I guess I might have some Frank Sinatra.
There is no greater look in the world than a flabbergasted old white man who hears something he doesn't like.
Yes. Like, it got awkward because I was terrified of this old man, and yet I knew that if I didn't change it, he was going to kill me, and if I did change it, the party was going to die, and I wasn't sure what to do.
Right. All right, next one, Mikey A, Mikey C. I think we got to do this with me and Gojo and let these guys guess with us.
I love it. You know. Yeah. All right, we got five more. Do you want to do them all? I think we can get them all. Okay, here we go. Number six.
Kidding me? I'm not working. This is great.
This Mikey has been terrified of spiders ever since he watched the film Arachnophobia at a young age. Mikey A or Mikey C?
Young age. How old is Arachnophobia?
Like, came out in 1990.
Are they going to try to do the math?
Well, yeah. I mean, of course we are. I'm going to say Mikey C. I mean, he's, you know, it's
older.
Well, he's old, right. It's your 50th coming up this week, right?
You.
I'm going to go Mikey C. Mikey C for me.
I'll go Mikey C.
Mikey A.
Wow.
I've got older brothers. That's the end of that one.
Also, big you to spiders.
Yes. We had a snake in our house in Florida when we were there, and I was like, what's this is the problem? I'm whipping it around. There was like a spider that was like 3 centimeters long, and I was like, kill it! Kill it!
See, I used to catch like ants and other bugs and throw them into spider webs when I was a kid to watch the spiders eat them, so...
You might be a serial killer.
Mikey, I've heard of feeding the ducks. You fed the spiders?
They're good for the habitat.
That is depraved.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
They keep the insects down.
Yes, by themselves. They don't need you to watch them eat. The spider is eating the ant going, just do it. He's looking at us. You don't want him to throw a bird at us.
Wait, Mikey, when were you in Florida and there was a snake in your house?
I lived in Florida.
Right, but I was never at your house.
Failed it.
Worked out.
Next.
All right, that was pretty
cool. Like you see coming out here. I mean, the game is fun, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
Sprinkle in a little Mikey C. Here.
In a game Mikey, I said 22. How many did you say?
Hold on. Let's take inventory of what just happened. Is Mikey C upset because we're Stanzik's reading all the Mikey A examples? Gojo, is that what just happened to you?
Mikey C is upset that in a game that's partially about him, it's still not enough about him on a podcast he believes you should be
sold. By the way, I think you need to turn your video off because they're going to be able to guess now because every time they read something about me, your eyes go.
He's got a tell. He does. He has a tell. He does.
I'm trying to be poker face and Mikey's just. Mikey A at the back.
I have to spin this.
He's shifting the camera.
What I thought about hell? Making them all.
That is a sex dungeon or a murder dungeon.
I was going to say, they're into sex.
It's called Mikey, a laundry room.
Well, I mean, she's not alive when it happens.
That is the basement out of Silence of the Land.
It's a laundry room.
Where's the hole in the ground?
Where's the well? Oh, now he's shifting at the other well. All right,
next.
All right, I was going to make them all Mikey C, but you didn't send me enough, Mike.
Well.
Yeah. All right, number 7. This Mikey owns and uses a foot loofah. Mikey A or Mikey C?
It's got to be Mikey. Mikey C cares more about his physical appearance, I think.
What's that supposed to mean?
It was a nice way of saying I don't think Mikey A can get that, like bend down and get to his feet with a loofah. So
with the loofah,
I'm gonna say
it's a good point.
Loofahs go on sticks.
Mikey A, it was a very fair follow up to my comment.
You're absolutely right. That doesn't. I mean, shit, I gotta take it.
I was gonna say, listen. As a larger man myself, bending over to try and wash my feet in the shower is hell on earth. I get out of breath and dizzy every time. That's why I don't do it about half the time. So yeah, Mikey C.
All right, Mikey. The star of the show, Mikey C. Explain yourself.
All right, about
there he is.
About time.
It's more of that I hate feet. I have like an anti-foot fetish, almost like Mike A's fear of spiders. So instead of, I figure if I'm gonna have feet, I'm gonna make them as clean as possible. So
if I'm gonna have
if they have to be there.
Oh, I would totally cut off my feet and walk on my hands if I could.
What?
Oh, I've got a special foot loofah that I use just for my feet because I don't want to touch the rest of my body either.
Okay.
Wait, Mikey, so how freaked out were you that one day when I took off my shoes on weekend
disgusted,
observation?
Disgusted, dude. If you didn't remember, I freaking went into like the I walked out.
Great everyone, feet, Gojo.
Oh, those are beautiful feet and stuff. Give me a.
I mean, let's be honest. When his shoes were on, Mike, you see you walked out.
There they are.
There they are.
Mike, he's showing his too. Yeah.
He's inspired.
Oh, all right, I put my feet on the desk. I'm out of breath. Go to the next one.
All right, number 8.
What happens if someone puts their foot on your forearm?
No faking needed.
That's an 8 roper.
All right. This Mikey was once ditched by fellow travelers and left at an airport. Mikey A or Mikey C? Gojo is toiling with these.
That's got to be Mikey C.
It's got to be Mikey C.
It's not. It's Mike A.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Curveball.
Curveball. My dad and my brother, mind you, are the people that left me, but I didn't want to – I couldn't say that. But, yeah, I got left at the airport in Spokane, Washington.
Wow, what a sad place to be left.
Yep. Yep.
Wait, like on purpose?
Why? Yeah, why?
So there's a whole long story about how we were taking the train cross country.
All right, move on to the next one, Stanzik.
No, I want to hear it.
I love you so much. Move on to the next one.
I mean, no, what if me and Gojo want to hear it? I mean,
all right. The show is spoken. All right. I think we got to move on.
I'll just go torture the girl in the well for 20 minutes. I'll be back.
You're such an asshole, Mikey C.
No, that was awesome. That was so on brand.
All right, number 9. Sorry, Mike.
All right.
This Mikey told his middle school teacher that his uncle was a famous musician so that he'd get a leading part in the school play.
Mikey C.
Mikey A? Or Mikey C?
Mikey C. Mikey C. I'm right, playing the law of averages, and it's Mikey C. I mean,
yeah, this Mikey one was C. Mikey C.
Okay.
It was the play Oliver Twist, and I got the role of Fagin by telling her that my uncle was went to FAME, the School for Performing Arts, which right. is not a lie. So I don't know if it was a lie or not. But
he was the janitor?
Wait, but Fagin's a big part in Oliver. That's
right. Like, I can sing. Consider yourself a friend. Consider yourself one of the fans. I still remember some of the words. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Keep going, please. Mike. Please.
Do I not stop singing.
I remember.
No, keep singing. Oliver was my high school play as well. I didn't. I was like,
that's what they did in the 70s, huh?
Yes. I was like a bum on the streets.
Yeah.
Yes. So sing some more Fagin for us.
You don't mind. Like, you want the airtime, man. This is what you got to do to earn it.
Damn. This is it. This is it. This
look
is
at it. The lyrics. That's really – I just
dance, Mikey, dance.
No, I am telling you, the only bigger role in Oliver is Fagin.
Oliver. Mike.
Yes, was Oliver. That was the biggest role, and then Fagin was second. Who was third? I think it was the Artful Dodger or something like that, maybe, right? No.
What part did you play?
I'm impressed by how much I was a Oliver bum. Stu Gatz knows.
It's weird, right?
I mean, I know, but what part did you play?
Hey-o!
This is sort of related.
Cameo.
Gojo, you know this. You know how Mina Kimes has like witty titles for all of her podcast episodes?
Yeah.
He often sends me one, and I have no idea what the reference is. This week's podcast, the title is The Artful Rogers. I had no idea that was an Oliver Twist reference until Stu Gatz just said The Artful Dodger.
Yes.
Stu Gatz and Mina Kimes collaborating.
Collision
on
course.
Reference?
Collision course.
How about that? I mean,
wow.
That is
it. What do we think of Mina Kimes' chances on being a killer? I'd say they're pretty high up there.
Oh, yeah. She'd definitely get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, she would absolutely get away with it.
All right, we got one more.
Wait, hold on.
I hope it's about Mikey C because I'm not getting a chance to tell the story.
Wait, Stanzik, it seems like you have never been more impressed with me than you are right now, just based off of my knowledge of Oliver.
You knew a reference that I did not. I'm blown away.
A reference about the arts.
Yes. Weird. I'm sorry.
It is.
You were in my wheelhouse, Oliver.
This podcast took a turn.
Get Oliver on the show.
From the murder we were talking about in the beginning, it took a turn.
Get Fagin on the podcast. Great. All right, number 10.
Mikey sees drama teacher on the podcast.
Oh, please. And the girl you grew up in gym class, Mikey. Yeah, get her on the podcast. And your gym teacher.
Yeah.
All right, finally, number 10.
And your parents are leaving you in Spokane. At least they were close to home.
Okay.
It's a great story. I wish you guys could have heard it. To be continued.
Next week.
Sorry, next week.
This Mikey claims to have grown up in a haunted house. Mikey A or Mikey C?
That's Mikey C.
I'm going to say Mikey C. There's no claim. His house was haunted. Yeah, Mikey C.
Why? Because he was in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There were smoke specks all around.
Yeah. So, Mikey C, it was you. Why don't you elaborate?
If I showed you a picture of this house, first of all, it just looks haunted. But when I was a kid, I grew up in this house. And when I would wake up, like, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night to go use the bathroom, I would see streaks and stuff moving around the house. And I would tell my mother, I'd run to my mother, like, Mom, I'm seeing ghosts. Of course, you know, as a parent, they're like, no, you're just seeing things, go back to bed. Like 10 years later, when I'm like a teenager or something, I was talking to my mother. I'm like, hey, remember that house on Bank Street we lived on? And she's like, yeah, we moved out because there was some crazy things going on there. I'm like, well, I told you that I was seeing things and ghosts and everything. She's like, well, we're not going to tell you. As a kid, it was totally haunted. Things would move. I would see streaks moving around in the air. Really a haunted house.
Hmm. Okay.
Mike, you know those streaks moving around in the air were the cigarette smokes that you smoked, right?
Yeah, right.
Now that's what I see. But
how old were you, Mike? Like, what age is
that? When I was like 8 years old, was when we moved out.
Mike, I thought that'd be a good story to end on, and it sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That was just.
Mikey C, do you feel like – Mikey C, how do you feel about today? Do you feel like you've had enough airtime or –
I feel like I'm ready for a smoke break now because, yeah, no, I don't think I've got enough airtime. I feel like I've been, like, duped in this game.
In what way? It's rigged against you? It's stacked against you?
I was all excited when Stanzik emailed me this morning. He was like, hey, send me some facts about you. And we got two facts and a shitty ghost story.
I mean, it was a terrible story.
It was. We were all trying to find something to react to afterwards. Like,
yeah, I gave you nothing, really.
That, I mean, we
you
went
got
to we,
transition to the next thing because your story went, stuck so bad.
Well, no, we went to our go-to. We just made cigarette smoke jokes.
Yeah. All I could fall back on. I mean,
it was the worst story ever told on this podcast. I'm gonna be honest with you.
At least I got something out of it.
I had the hypnotist story at number 10, but I didn't think that story would be good. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. I kept some of the good ones vague.
Who's willing to get hypnotized on the show? Anyone?
Oh, my God. Mikey, I would do anything to see you hypnotized.
I was going to say, when you were saying that I would go up there thinking that I couldn't be – I don't think I could be hypnotized. They do say there are some people that can't be hypnotized. I don't
think. Yeah, a guy brought like 30 people on stage, and then about 15 of them kept on stage.
Yeah, see, I would be
– And some people tried to fake it, and he got rid of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, he knows when you're faking?
Apparently.
Wow.
He'd be the only one of us.
He didn't know I was faking.
Yeah. Woo.
Ah!
So many jokes.
I was waiting for a wife joke out of someone there.
Well, hold on. We're podcasting. Who's going to make the wife joke?
Well, there's a difference between knowing when you're faking and caring.
I guess it's my DA.
Yeah, opa.
It was so good. I need a cigarette.
Speaking of smoke breaks.
I'll probably have one anyway.
Speaking of smoke breaks, yes.
Stanzik, way to go with the transition. Thank you for following me.
I think in bad transitions.
You and I were the only ones. And it was awfully executed. Smoke break.
Yeah. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
Girl, look at Hello that and body. Welcome to the first Girl, ever edition of Swole Break. Girl, I'm your host, Mikey C. And I'm very proud to bring on as my first guest ever a Swole Break, former All-ACC Division I volleyball player, 2015 Miss Kentucky, current ESPN College football sideline reporter, Katie George. Katie, this used to be a bit that I did called Smoke Break, but that's so like pre-coronavirus. Hmm. Now it's all about the cuts and the gains and everything, so I figured you'd be perfect for this segment.
Well, consider me lucky, because to be your first guest on Swole Break, I am honored, Mikey.
Well, I'll toss you a softball, or I guess a volleyball would be a volleyball. First question would be, when you were a Division I volleyball star, what muscles did you have swolled out that you wish you still had today?
Ooh, I would say probably my biceps. Those were decent at best in college. And then just my overall quad. I had nicer legs back in the day. Now they're kind of just flabby, if you know what I mean.
Oh, come on. Did you guys lift in volleyball, like gym lifting workouts and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Lots of dead legs, lots of squats, lunges, bars over your back, too. We did a lot of that, like Olympic-style lifting. Is predominantly what we did because you had to have strong legs.
Lots of leg days, it sounds like.
Yeah. Lots of leg days. You had to have strong arms too. You know, weirdly enough, our strength coach was the same strength coach that worked with the baseball team at Louisville because we were both considered overhead sports. So some of their movements was quite similar to what we do. So we worked with him because he had the baseball background as well.
I noticed too, also looking you up, there's a lot of pictures of you screaming back in your volleyball days. When you won Miss Kentucky, did you give out like a let's go or anything?
I did. I kind of did the double-fisted scream that I was so used to doing in volleyball on the court.
Was that like your signature?
I guess you could say it was my signature, but I just kind of, it was what was natural, right? Like you win Miss Kentucky, and that was my first pageant ever, and I really didn't know what I was in for. And so that was just kind of my natural reaction, was to scream like that with the double fist as well.
All right, here's a tougher one then. If you could have won an NCAA championship or Miss America, which you finished 11th in, which would you have gone with?
I would have gone with an NCAA title for
That's
sure.
That's so a wrong answer.
That's the wrong answer? You
yeah,
think?
Yeah, because you got to share that with the whole team and everything. Miss America, it's just you.
Yeah, well, I had been working for an NCAA championship my whole life. You know, I played volleyball for years.
Yeah, and, but you've and been pretty like your whole life, I imagine.
No, I was not. You know when, what's it called when like
Late
the
bloomer?
Caterpillar, no, the caterpillar like turns into the butterfly? What's that process? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about though?
Yeah, I think you, yeah, I know
that
what you
was
mean.
Me. I was the ugly caterpillar and luckily I started to blossom later on in life. That's all at least what my brothers say.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I told you it'd be painless.
Well, wait, I have to ask you a question.
All right, let's do it.
What muscle are you most focused on since it is Swole Break?
Yeah, well, I've just learned that your butt, your tricep makes up 2/3 of your arm. So if you want bigger arms, everyone works on their biceps, but you should really be working on your triceps. That'll be my tip for the first edition of Swole Break.
What if I want littler arms?
Littler, I guess you just do cardio.
Okay.
Are you still anti-yoga pants? When I first met you, because I'm a single guy, and I'm just trying to meet a girl who would wear yoga pants 24 hours a day. But you stated that you're not a fan of yoga
pants. Is that the pinnacle, though, Mikey? Someone who would wear yoga pants 24 hours a day?
Pinnacle for me. I mean, I want a girl to be comfortable.
For sure, which I can appreciate. I just think in certain public settings, leggings should be avoided. That's all I'm saying. I think in your home, you can do whatever you want. If that's what's comfortable, great. And if you're going to and from a workout class, of course, have at it. But in certain social settings, I just think that the leggings are too dressed down.
Well, I mean, I don't want to turn this into fashion break, but I totally disagree. Because I think if a woman wears like a nice pair of leggings with like a sweater or something like that, that could still be a classy look.
Okay. Look, I appreciate your opinion, and this is where we will agree to disagree.
All right. Well, when I do fashion break, we'll bring you back on again.
Please
to
do.
Fully debate it.
Perfect.
All right, Katie George, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. You can catch Katie with me and Peter Burns Sunday mornings on Sunday Morning and catch her on the sidelines for college football. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Mikey.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Go, Joe. So much to dissect. Forget about the fact that he said.
Did I rebranded Smoke Break?
Wait, it's Mikey C and Peter Burns. He's one of the hosts on the show.
Did it last week with Mel, too.
Oh. And I need to take a shower.
I get a little hot, huh?
What a rush.
Swole Break.
So uncomfortable.
I am so skeeved.
The entire time.
What made you uncomfortable? Mikey looking up pictures of Katie George or saying that the pinnacle for him is a woman that wears yoga pants 24 hours a day?
All of it. I was so nervous that Mikey was going to say something sexually suggestive about one of our coworkers.
Yeah,
I was terrified sitting here waiting for – I have no idea about half that stuff. Like, I've known Katie for a couple of years now. I had no idea she was Miss Kentucky.
I almost left the Zoom because I just didn't want to be here. If it became an HR issue, I just wanted to be – I had left. I was uncomfortable with the situation, and I had left.
When he slipped in the, well, you've been pretty your whole life, I
– Oh, my God. I'm not certain he didn't say something that offended her.
Get her on next week.
What a reaper.
But this, I mean, nothing sums up Mikey C like this. Miss America or the Volleyball National Championship? You chose wrong.
You chose wrong.
She said Volleyball National Champion. And Mikey C's reasoning for it was, you don't have to share Miss America with anyone. You have to share the NCAA title with a bunch of teammates.
That's true.
And congratulations on being the co-host of Burns and Kate George. I mean, that's a big.
He said, I want her to feel comfortable. And I'm just thinking to myself that there is some woman chained up in that little thing right now. And he's going, but I just want you to be comfortable. Put on the yoga pants.
Oh, yeah. Like the notion that that's why Mikey wants them to wear someone to wear yoga pants.
I want her to be comfortable.
That was essentially 5 minutes and 2.5 minutes was you trying to get Katie George to wear yoga pants. Oh, that's what that was.
Pretty quick thinking on my part.
Katie George married? Do we know? Is she dating?
She's living with a gentleman who Mikey C. hates and has never spoken to. who's like an Italian soccer player, by the way.
Really?
I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, wow.
Mikey C. was trying to make progress there, did it not? Like, it seems.
Mikey, did you do that interview on Zoom?
This out, Stanzik.
Could you see her when you were asking these questions?
No, we just did it. No, we didn't do it over Zoom.
Lucky her.
Lucky her.
Has she ever seen you?
Lucky me.
That was almost a smoke break after dark.
I like that idea, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You guys notice Mikey?
Can't wait for you to steal it. Can't wait for you to steal it.
Right.
I am going to steal it. I'm using a Levitar tomorrow. And Swole Break.
Well, the best thing is if you use it on Levitar, none of them are going to believe you came up with it.
They know.
They know.
Swole Break actually came from somebody on Twitter that I said I'd give recognition to, but I forget who it was.
Perfect.
I think that's where we end it.
That is perfect, Mikey C.
All right, let's put a bookmark right there. Next week, weekend observations, all of us, okay? The 10 people most likely to kill us.
Okay? Yes. And why?
Now.
Mikey C., how'd you feel about your performance today? I mean,
this is Mikey C. minus maybe probably today.
Right?
Wasn't Mikey my best.
C minus.
Mikey C. minus.
And a Mikey A. plus.
Mikey A. plus.
That would be
yes!
Stupidity!